This is KUOW Seattle, and here is another way that local cities are addressing homelessness. Tacoma has declared homelessness to be a state of public health emergency. And that is significant because it drives how Tacoma officials are approaching homelessness now. Instead of clearing out tent camps, the city has started providing portable toilets, hand washing stations, drinking water, and 24-hour security. Tacoma's mayor, Marilyn Strickland, joins us now. Welcome back, Mayor.
Thank you for having me.
Why is the city of Tacoma taking this more hands-on approach to addressing homelessness?
Well, we're taking on a more hands-on approach because what we've been doing has not been working. And I remind folks that if there were a solution to combating homelessness and finding a permanent way to address it, some city would have done it and they would have been successful. So one of the things we recognize is that people find themselves homeless for many different reasons, but at a minimum, we have to mitigate the human suffering and to bring people basic needs, help them meet their basic needs. So, for example, it's why we're having the sanitation services, the porta potties, the running water, the showers, and then also having a trailer there that has access to folks who can offer social services, and then in addition to the security. Now, I want to make sure that we're clear here. We're not delivering these services because we want these encampments to be permanent. Our job here is to stabilize folks, to help them get their basic needs met, and to find a way to transition them out of these encampments into emergency shelters and hopefully short-term housing and long-term housing.
So you don't want these encampments to be permanent. Is there a time when these sanitation services or social services disappear?
Yes. When we set up these mitigation sites, we said we would be there from 4 to 6 weeks. And then after the six-week period is up, we fully intend to clean up the encampments. But while we're there for a month and a half, it gives us a chance to do a few things, as I mentioned earlier, to help folks get their basic needs met and to really do some outreach and find out from them what is it they need. Because one of the things that we're doing here, Bill, is we're collecting data to find out, you know, are you employed? Because there are folks in encampments who actually are employed. Is it a driver's license? Is it, you know, a record that keeps them from being able to rent? You know, so what are some of the challenges they're facing, and how do we try to mitigate and address those while we're with them for 4 to 6 weeks, and then hopefully transitioning them to an emergency shelter or some type of transitional service? But this is not meant to be permanent. It's meant to be there for a finite period of time because we do plan to clean out the encampments, but we want to do it in a way that's humane, that tries to help folks get connected to services.
You just describe well these social services, what counselors like this can provide. I want to talk for a moment about just the sanitation services, the portable toilets, hand washing stations, drinking water. Is all of that aimed at just at making life more tolerable for the people in those encampments, or more tolerable for passersby? Or is there something more at work when you provide homeless people with that kind of sanitation?
Well, the declaration of a public health emergency was made because we saw encampments around town where people were literally living in filth. You had folks there who didn't have access to sanitation services. We had human waste. We saw people consuming food, and they were rodents. And so there was clearly a public health issue that was taking place. And we figured that instead of just going in there and just coming in there and just sweeping it out, let's go in there and offer the inhabitants the ability to get their basic needs met. And, you know, I tell people, I said, think about how you feel if you haven't had a shower for a few days. You don't exactly feel like facing the world. So imagine someone who's been living like that for a long period of time. So really just a way to show compassion, to get basic needs met, and to try to start the dialogue about how do we move you out of here to something that is temporary and safe, and then ideally long term.
Finally, Mayor, talking with the mayor of Tacoma, Marilyn Strickland, we cities in this region, we're in conversation with each other. What do you want to say to a city like Seattle as it approaches homelessness, maybe in a way that's different from how you're going at it?
Well, I mean, I think the one thing that is absolutely certain is that, you know, everyone is doing something really well, and everyone's probably doing something that leaves a lot to be desired. And what we want to do is learn from each other and figure out what goes well. But I think one thing that we know that is absolutely true in our region is that housing affordability is an issue. But every person who is homeless isn't homeless simply because they can't afford a place to live. There's so many other determinants, whether it's escaping domestic violence, not having access to identification, chronic health issues. And so we just have to make sure we take a holistic approach. And I think really, let's be realistic about it. I do not sit here and say that I'm going to eradicate homelessness, because for every person we help get housed, there's probably someone else coming right into the system. But how do we find a way to be compassionate, to be realistic, and to understand that enforcement has to be part of this? Because what we found is that there are some people in encampments who are doing drugs, and there are people who are selling drugs, and that is not acceptable. So we just have to take a very holistic approach, with the understanding that we're not criminalizing homelessness, but we have to be realistic about how we approach this.
That's Tacoma Mayor Marilyn Strickland. Tacoma is taking a different approach. Instead of clearing out 10 camps for now, temporarily, the city is providing portable toilets, hand washing stations, drinking water, 24-hour security, and social services to go with that. Mayor Strickland, thanks for telling us about it.
All right. Thanks for having me.